vote signify their presence. Have all members voted this morning? Secretary, close roll.
Senator Gilman is... The roll shows 18 senators present this morning.
And we stand for prayer.
Dear God, life is...
Secretary, certify as correctness of the Daily Journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the Journal for the 129th Legislative Day and Senate Supplements number 32 and 33.
Senator Ray.
Move the Journal for the 129th Legislative Day and Senate Supplements number 32 and 33 be approved as certified.
Without objection, so ordered. Are there guests for introduction this morning? Are there messages from the Governor?
There are no messages from the Governor this morning.
Messages from the House.
Message of May 25, the House passed the following and transmitted for consideration. CS for House Joint Resolution number 42 rules for the Rules Committee relating to the establishment of a sister state relationship with Taiwan.
State Affairs.
That was the only message from the House.
Are there communications?
There are no communications.
Reports of standing committees.
Finance considered Senate Bill number 168, Alaska Power Authority, and a majority committee recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute and do pass with the finance letter of intent. Senator Bennett, co-chairman, and Senator Ferguson signed no recommendation. Signing do pass were Senators Josephson, Mulcahy, Fakes, Vic Fisher, and Sackett. SB 168 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill number 224, Establishment of Prison Facilities, and recommends that the original committee substitute by finance be adopted, that the Senate rescind its former action in failing to adopt the finance committee substitute. Signing do pass.
Please proceed.
Were Senators Sackett, Chairman, Josephson, Ferguson, and Fakes. Senator Mulcahy signed no recommendation. 224 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
Community and Regional Affairs considered Senate Bill number 228, State Aid for Indian Tribes Located on Federally Established Indian Reserves, and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new title, and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Ferguson, Chairman, Senators Gilman and Hallford. Senate Bill 228 has a further referral to Judiciary. Health, Education, and Social Services considered House Concurrent Resolution number 14, extending the life of the Regional Education Attendance Area Budget Oversight Committee, and recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Josephson, Chairman, Senators Moss and Paul Fisher. House Concurrent Resolution 14 has a further referral to Finance. Health, Education, and Social Services considered CS for Sponsor Substitute for House Bill number 10, Judiciary, Imitation Controlled Substances, and recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Josephson, Chairman, Senators Hallford, Paul Fisher, and Moss. House Bill 10 has a further referral to Judiciary. The Finance Committee considered CS for Sponsor Substitute for House Bill number 33, Finn, Special Appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for Design of a Statewide Crime Lab Facility in Anchorage. Senator Bennett, co-chairman, and Senators Mulcahy, Josephson, and Fakes signed do pass. Senators Ferguson, Vic Fisher, and Sackett signed no recommendation. House Bill 33 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Finance Committee considered CS for Sponsor Substitute for House Bill number 40, Finance Amended, amending motor fuel tax provisions, and recommends be replaced with the Senate Committee Substitute with a new fiscal note and do pass. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, Senators Josephson, Mulcahy, Fakes, Ferguson, Vic Fisher, and Sackett. House Bill 40 has no further referral.
Rules Committee for placement on calendar.
Resources Considered, Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 156, Finn, establishing the Alaska Grain Reserve Program and the Alaska Grain Reserve Loan Fund. And a majority of the committee recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, Senator Ziegler, Paul Fisher, Mulcahy, and Sturgeluski. Senator Vic Fisher signed no recommendation. House Bill 156 has a further referral to finance. Health, Education, and Social Services Considered, House Bill Number 243, Daycare Assistance for Parents of Developmentally Disabled Children, and recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Josephson, Chairman, Senators Hallford, Paul Fisher, Moss, and Vic Fisher. House Bill 243 has a further referral to finance. Health, Education, and Social Services Considered, Committee Substitute for Sponsor Substitute for House Bill Number 270, Hess, Child Pornography, and recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Josephson, Chairman, Senators Hallford, Paul Fisher, and Moss. House Bill 270 has a further referral to Judiciary. The Finance Committee considered Second Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 309, Finn, making reappropriations and transfers among appropriations and extending the lapse date of certain appropriations, and recommends it be replaced with a Senate Committee Substitute and do pass. Signed, Senator Sackett, Co-Chairman, Senators Bergeson, Josephson, Mulcahy, and Fakes.
Rules Committee.
The Rules Committee considered SR 5, Study of Certificate of Need Program, SB 52, Licensing of Commercial Fishing, and House Bill 411, Supplemental Appropriation for the Operation of the Legislature. On the first two, they recommend they be calendar on May 26th. They do appear on the calendar. On House Bill 411, Senator Fakes, Chairman, signed calendar, but do not pass. Senators Bennett and Ferguson signed a calendar. Senator Kelly signed absolutely not. This also appears on the calendar. Those are other standing committee reports.
Are there reports of special committees?
May 25, 1983, Mr. President, the Committee on Committees met, and the following changes were made to the original Committee on Committees report of January 17, 1983. Labor and Commerce replaced Senator Don Bennett with Senator Fritz Pettyjohn. Finance adds Senator Ferguson as Vice Chairman. Signed, Senator Yalmer Kurtula, Chairman, Senator Don Bennett, Senator Jan Fakes, Senator Frank Ferguson, Senator Bill Ray, accompanied by a letter from the President.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent for the adoption of the Committee on Committees report.
Objection. It's adopted.
Did you want the letter?
That's not necessary. Are there reports? Reports of special committees?
That was the only special committee report, Mr. President.
There is a bill for introduction.
Sponsor substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 18 by Senator Vic Fisher relating to small business development in the state.
It had been assigned as the original to Labor and Commerce. We'll give the same referral, Labor and Commerce.
That was the only new resolution.
Takes us to the daily calendar. The Labor and Commerce Chairman has the floor.
We have a brief at ease.
We'll be at ease.
Item on the daily calendar is Senate Bill 52.
Secretary, read the bill, please.
Senate Bill Number 52 by Senator Mulcahy, an act relating to the licensing of commercial fishing and providing for an effective date. The Resources Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute. Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, and Senators Vic Fisher, Eliason, Ziegler, and Mulcahy signed do pass. Senator Sturgeluski signed no recommendation. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends that the Resources Committee substitute do pass. Signed, Senator Bennett, Co-Chairman, Senators Ferguson, Sackett, Mulcahy, Josephson, Bakes, and Vic Fisher.
Resources
Chairperson. Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Resources Committee substitute be adopted.
Without objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
CS for Senate Bill Number 52, Resources, by the Resources Committee, an act relating to the licensing of commercial fishing and providing for an effective date.
Senator Mulcahy has the floor.
Mr. President, there was a question raised here just a minute ago by one of the senators, and I haven't had a chance to talk to the resource chairman, but I would move and ask unanimous consent that this be held over till maybe Monday's calendar?
We better say Tuesday. I think we have, without objection, this bill will be held, Senate Bill 52 as amended, until Tuesday's calendar. The next item on the daily calendar is House Bill 411. Secretary, read House Bill 411.
House Bill number 411 by the Rules Committee, an act making a supplemental appropriation for the operation of the legislature and providing for an effective date. The Finance Committee considers this bill, and the majority of the committee recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, Senators Josephson, Mulcahy, and Vic Fisher. Signing do not pass was Senator Fakes. On the Rules Committee, Senator Fakes signed calendar, but do not pass. Senator Callie signed absolutely not.
Were there other Rules Committee? Bill is before you in second reading. Are there amendments?
There are no amendments.
Senator Ray.
Move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 411 be advanced third reading and placed in final passage.
Without objection. So ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
House Bill number 411, an act making a supplemental appropriation for the operation of the legislature and providing for an effective date.
Bill is before you for discussion, debate.
Question.
Senator Helford.
A question. The bill in lines 12 through 14 lists the appropriation made in this section may not be used either directly or indirectly for television coverage. I wonder if there's you could give us any intent as to what the leadership intends to do in that area.
We have funded and committed funding through a week from this Sunday. And I don't know if there'll be any further funds available or not. And they will not come out, nor did they come out of the previous appropriation. Senator Ray?
As a suggestion, those that are going to vote against this bill and don't want the money, they can make a letter of intent to contribute that to further television coverage if they'd like.
The question is, question's called for. The question is, shall House Bill 411 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. Of all members voted, does any member desire to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 15 yeas, 5 nays.
House Bill 411 has been adopted by the Senate. Senator Ray.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the passage of House Bill 411 be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Objection. So ordered. Next item on daily calendar is Senate Resolution 5. Secretary Reed, Senate Resolution 5 by title.
Senate Resolution number 5, authorizing the study of the Certificate of Need program. The Finance Committee has considered this resolution and recommends that Senator Bennett, co-chairman, and Senators Mulcahy and Vic Fisher sign do pass. Senator Fakes and Senator Josephson sign no recommendation.
Senate Resolution 5 is before you for discussion and debate. Very simple, straightforward resolution. You ready for the question? The question is, shall Senate Resolution 5 be adopted by the Senate? You may proceed to vote. All members have voted. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 19 yeas, 1 nay.
No member desired to change their vote. Resolution 5 has been adopted. It takes us to the citation calendar. Secretary, read the citation calendar.
Citations in memoriam, Kevin Coles, by Representatives Duncan, M.M. Miller, and Martin, and Senators Ray and Ziegler. Honoring Robert and Donna Blair, by Representatives Zaw and Cato, and Senators Ziegler and Mulcahy.
Senator Ray?
There are no additions or corrections.
You have the floor, Senator Eliason.
I'd like to have my name also added to the Blair citation.
Objection. Senator Ray.
Move the citation calendar be adopted.
Objection. The citation calendar has been adopted. Under unfinished business, request of Finance Chairman that House Bill 246 be assigned also to Finance. I've assigned it to Finance. Senator Joseph.
The committee substitute for House Bill 203
relating to a supplemental appropriation for the Department of Health and Social Services for expenses resulting from an increase in the prison population was referred to the HES committee. And, Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the referral to HES be waived so that the Finance Committee could consider the bill.
Yes. Without objection, I found it interesting we're starting to get supplementals and perilously close to those in which there were lapses predicted. Do you wish the floor, State Affairs Chairman?
Mr. President, I'm not sure if it's unfinished or finished business. I just want to let the body know that Sandy Perry Provost of my office beat out Jenny and Senator Curtula's office and yesterday had a baby girl, Catherine Thornton, 6 pounds, 1 ounce. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I meant to tell Jenny this morning that they run in threes. She'd better be prepared. You have the floor. You have the floor, Senator Gilman.
Mr. President, about 2 weeks ago, or no, I guess it was at the end of last week, the Rules Committee Chairman announced that there would be a session on Labor Day or Memorial Day. Is that still the intent of the Senate?
We were thinking about having a 2 or 2:30 session, but I'm going to discuss it with members of the Senate just to make absolutely certain, because it is a national holiday, but until tomorrow, I don't have, or at least late today, unofficially, I could inform you. But we're talking about 2:30 session Monday with Friday and Saturday off.
Mr. President, then I would move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the Senate, not subject to the call on May 27th, 28th, 29th, and 30th for personal business.
The Senator does have extreme personal problems in business, and without objection. Senator Ray.
Perhaps
Senator Ray, you have the floor, sir.
I don't know. Perhaps if the body sees fit, or the, it's just a suggestion that perhaps we could have a skeleton session on Monday and come in and receive bills and committee reports, etc.
Senator Pettyjohn?
I will offer my support for the suggestion.
We wish to receive the budget bill if it comes to us on Monday. That's the primary purpose of the Monday session, and if we can do that under the rules, that will be what we will do if the body wishes us to. Are there further items under unfinished business?
Mr. President?
You have the floor, Senator.
I would move to ask unanimous consent that I be excused from a call to the Senate tomorrow. On Friday, I'll be in Anchorage. Hopefully the chair won't make any more comments like you did about Senator Gilman.
I perhaps spoke too long. Without objection, you have the floor, Senator Pettyjohn.
Mr. President, I ask unanimous consent that I be excused on May 30th.
Without objection, Senator Pettyjohn. You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I ask to be excused from a call to House on May 30th and 31st, please.
Without objection, Senator Fisher is excused. In 30 days, that's September, April, June, and November, 31 May. Excuse me. I wasn't sure there was a May 31st for a moment. Are there announcements of committee meetings? Senator Moss?
Mr. President, the Senate Transportation Committee will hear House Bill 154, an act relating to train crew size, today at 1:30 in the Buttrell Room, and also we'll have under consideration the confirmation of Mr. Guy A. Russo to the Alaska Transportation Committee.
State Affairs Chairman.
State Affairs meets at 3 p.m. today in the Butrovich Room on H.A.R. 7, a constitutional amendment for the election of the Attorney General.
Resources Chairperson.
Mr. President, due to the uncertainty about Monday's calendar, the Homestead Bill is scheduled for Monday afternoon at 3, and resources will be heard on Wednesday afternoon at 3.
Commerce Chairman.
Mr. President, Labor and Commerce will meet this afternoon at 1:30 in the Belts, taking up House Bill 210 relating to payments for purchases by the state, House Bill 211 relating to contracts for architectural engineering and land surveying services, and House Bill 246 relating to deregulation of interest rates. Belts, 130.
Further items under announcement committee meetings. The committee that is meeting ad hoc of the rules, finance chairman and myself on legislative temporaries will meet early next week. We don't have the backup and background for it in comparisons to other areas. But we will have it next week. We'll have the meeting. I'll announce it. Are there items under special orders this morning? Senator Moss, you have the floor, sir.
Mr. President, there's a rather interesting news article I'd like to discuss.
Is there objection to the privilege? There is none.
Page 3 of the Wednesday edition of the Daily News Miner has an article in there that says something about state savings fall short of original expectations. It's a rather interesting article, Mr. President, and I think that perhaps a lot of folks should read this because it refers in a number of spots there about the Seward Grain Terminal. Something the other about, it says, the Sheffield administration will save far less than the $4 million originally estimated, perhaps as little as $1 million, by stopping construction of the Seward Grain Export Facility. I'm just reading a little bit in case y'all can't find your place there, because it's real interesting, too. It'll be another month, though, Mr. President, before we'll really have the accurate estimates, and there's an outside chance the state could end up back in court over the mothballing of this facility. Might go on down here and note here that already one unsuccessful bidder on a $2.7 million machinery installation phase of the project, the Arctic Slope Alaska General of Anchorage, has accused state officials of unfair bidding practices. There's other firms, Mr. President, here it says that are requesting reimbursement for everything from legal fees to profits that could have been made had the project proceeded. In addition, records for the project are spread between four departmental agencies with no single state official responsible for keeping them organized. And I don't think any of them know anything about it in the first place. But that's my comment, not the paper. The issue, of course, well, anyway, we'll go all down through this. I would appreciate very much if you would read this because it tells it like it is. And I'm most appreciative of the reporter that wrote that. I think he's got a lot of fact there that most of us will find are completely accurate. It was a mistake.
Although it should be under unfinished business without objection, I would like to revert for purposes of commenting on the invitation for the joint session, where I had hoped today to have an answer. I suspect that the body will bear with me, and I will answer the House on Monday on their expectations of a 10th meeting. Are there further items? Senator Ray? Senator, you have the floor, Senator. Senator Ferguson.
I'd ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the Senate on the 27th of May.
Objection so ordered. Senator Victor Fisher.
I move and ask unanimous consent to be excused from call of the House on Monday.
Objection. We'll tend to have a skeleton session on Monday. For purposes of receiving the House budget bill, if it comes over and is debated during the weekend, my understanding is that maybe Monday itself, before the bill will be in up under reconsideration if the plans of the House follow through, House leadership can be followed through. Senator Ray?
No other business to come before the Senate. I move we adjourn until 10 a.m. Friday, May 27th.
Adjourn.